Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome Wednesday afternoon. My goodness, this is definitely going to be a hump day for all of us, I think, today. We have had some interesting challenges in our lives, and I am just ready to say yes, and I hope you are ready to say yes as well from the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show through my website at elizabethcookson.com, and make sure when you're at my website to check out those 2012 monthly angel messages. We are almost halfway through the year. You have an opportunity to take a look at what's happened already in our first 6 months and what is coming up in the next 6 months. And also check out the blog tab at the top of the page and opt into the RSS feed. You will be so happy that you gave yourself the gift that keeps on giving. That address again is Elizabeth Cookson, C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. And today is going to be an exciting show. Your heart is going to be filled with joy as my guest, Coach Betty Louise, is going to be sharing living an organic and orgasmic life. Together, we're going to open your heart to say yes and make positive changes in your life. And before we begin, I just want to share a little bit about Coach Betty. If you're tired of focusing on what's wrong with your body and you're one of those like 40 million couples that suffer from the sexless marriage, today is a chance to transform that forever. So if you know there's just a little bit more excitement in your life, but you just don't know how to find it, we're going for a real treat because I'm going to introduce to you Betty Louise. Welcome, Betty.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. It is just a real pleasure to be with you here this afternoon.
Well, I am so excited. I have shared with so many of my friends what we were going to talk about today because I think, you know, it's a topic that some people shy away from as far as, you know, the wellness and so forth aspect of it. And I think that's something that, you know, I'm really looking forward to sharing with our listeners today. And so what I wanted to start with is, what do you really mean by living an organic and orgasmic life?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking that, because I know people love the phrase, but it's like, it's often a curiosity of like, what exactly are you talking about? They're eating fruit and having sex all day. And, you know, no, that's not exactly it. Well, and as you know, from looking at my website and whatnot, this path of living an organic and orgasmic life came through a chronic pain condition that I have had for 26 years. So what I mean by organic and orgasmic living is learning how to move with the flow of nature, with the flow of what our bodies are asking us to do, not come into resistance, which is what we're so used to doing, and forcing our way through situations. And of course, I know this from very clearly from this firsthand experience. So that's the organic piece. It's really about flowing. It's very much a feminine quality. It's like flowing water, receptivity, all of that is learning how to flow. Now, the orgasmic piece, I mean, I just get feel a good feeling just saying the word myself. The orgasmic piece is about squeezing the juice out of every moment. So moving with the flow of nature, embracing all of our experiences and making the most of it. And what I like to say is, hey, you know, if I can do this with 26 years of chronic pain, anybody can do this.
Absolutely. And I'm sure there's people in the car going, putting their hands on their ears, put your hands back on the steering wheel. Those covering your mouth and go, oh my gosh. Right. And so I think this is just such a perfect topic because so many of us are running to do things in life and we don't take that moment, that present moment to just truly enjoy, like you said, the flow of things because we're always just so focused on the future. Right. And instead of being in that present moment and enjoying and savoring life, which is totally, you know, what you're expressing here in that. To me is so important because just recently it was one of those aha moments. I was reading through your website. I'm like going, really, this is interesting because, you know, speaking of enjoying and taking the juice out of everything, I had the most, and I want to call it orgasmic meal last week. I had this gal, I walk into this restaurant down in Tallahassee and her face is priceless. Okay. And I'm like, are you okay? And she goes, I had the best sliders ever. And they're these little hamburgers. And I'm sure the chef would probably just say, oh, they're not hamburgers. But they were most spectacular. Seriously, you get two of them on a bun and they put foie gras, which is, you know, the fat from the, from the duck liver. Right. And they melt. You know, and I'm not a meat person. The thing melted in my mouth. I mean, it was like a party going
there
on in my
go.
Mouth.
And there you
like,
go.
How many people savor their food, right? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the experience. We were all at the table staring at each other going, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
Yes, and you were completely in the moment with your sensuality. And that's what it takes to live an orgasmic life, to be so present with the experience. And what a great story, because food can often be orgasmic. As a matter of fact, I, as you know, also have a radio show, and I traveled over to Europe and went to Barcelona to this woman, Antonia, who had a restaurant called The Organic Restaurant, and her tagline was, organic is orgasmic. And I had to go interview her because here we were both using these same words. But it's about being in the moment fully. And you can do that, Elizabeth, with every single one of your senses. You can totally take in a visual. Many of us do, like when we're watching a sunset. I mean, I bet you can relate to this if you're down there in Florida, even if it, I don't know whether you live there or you were vacationing, but, you know, taking in those spectacular sunsets that just, it's like a feast for your eyes.
Yes. It is. And like you have to stop. You have to stop what you're doing and really enjoy it. And, you know, I have sat there in awe at just the colors, you know, sunrise, sunset, either way. It's like, wow, thank you, sun, for showing up today. I'm really grateful. And then just really taking in all of the colors and being, to me, it's like being blessed with that. I just feel like, wow, and thank you for shining on me and the warmth that I get from the sun. There's just so many different things that I can take in, just like you said, from the sun itself and how it makes me feel.
Exactly.
And when I don't have the sun, how I feel.
Exactly. And in every moment, we can become 100% present with our senses, whether it's your sight, your, you know, your sound, your taste, your touch, any sense you can, you know, when we make the intention to be present with it, oh my gosh, it's orgasmic. It truly is right in that moment because you're really embracing what you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that one of the things that I want to do when we get back from commercials, I really want to talk about that emotion, that feeling, because I have a feeling there's some people listening going, what are these two women talking about? I have no clue. Present moment, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we need to start at the beginning and help, you know, the listeners kind of come in and understand how we got to this place, how we got to this feeling of being able to be present. And for me, it was the loss of my daughter. When I lost my daughter, it's been almost 4 years ago, it was one of those things that I was rushing everywhere. And that morning was no different. I rushed off to work. I did not say I love you to all my kids because I was trying to get to a meeting that was later canceled. And what it made me realize in that very moment is that I was rushing. I was trying to just move to the future versus taking just another 5 minutes to say, I love you to my family, to be very focused and present, because I don't get that time back. And so for me, it was one of those heartbreaking experiences. Yes, I have had a lot of experiences where it has taken me back. But that one was the one that actually shattered my heart. It was the one that made me realize that there's so much more in life than just running to, I want to say, like a job. I felt like I have so much more to offer the world, and it's my heart. And that's what, you know, inspired me to create this show, is I want others to be motivated. I want them to be inspired to be able to find a way that they can lead from their hearts. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more with Coach Betty Louise, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio. Stay tuned.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy-free.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotion as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit.
For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
You just crack me up with the music that you bring on. I love it. I love it. Keep it up, man.
Sure will.
Hey, well, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson, and my special guest today is Coach Betty Louise. Welcome back.
Yeah, and Elizabeth, let me just jump in here. I really want to acknowledge and appreciate you for this profound heart-opening experience you had that, you know, clearly it had to just be devastating to go through losing a child, an infant no less, but to take this experience and understand how much you have to share with the world and now are on radio, you know, really bringing it out there. I just really want to acknowledge the courage and the guts and thank you for inspiring us with your courage.
Oh, thank you. It is my pleasure. And thank you for being on today because I am ready to really share a little bit more about how you went through your illness and were able to, you know, begin your healing. And if you could share a little bit about how that transpired, that would be great.
Yeah, well, it's been quite a journey. 26 years ago, I was experiencing, you know, pain that wouldn't go away in a couple of different areas of my body. My knees and my shoulders is where it started. Now, prior to this, I was what you would consider an extreme athlete. You know, I have a dance degree. I was a hiker and a biker and a runner. And everything I did was all about my physicality. I was very much in my body, using my body, and got so much pleasure out of all of these activities. So when I was given this diagnosis, which the term for it is rheumatoid arthritis, I don't even really like to identify with it anymore, but that's a form of arthritis that is, it's autoimmune, it affects the entire body, so you get inflammation in all of your joints. I mean, I experienced pain and inflammation where I didn't even know I had joints. So it's, you know, ankles, knees, hips, jaw, shoulders, elbows, wrists, fingers. You know, I'm experiencing pain and inflammation, you know, when I had a really bad flare the first time, it was all over my body. So literally, I couldn't move without feeling pain. So, you know, just to get the image, I'm an extreme athlete, and now I go to not being able to move without pain. And I'd never had any real health condition like this in my life before. So I went to the doctor like I always had in the past. And it was like, just tell me what to do so I can go back to my life again. And I'm sorry to say that I can be a slow learner at times. So I kind of hit my head against the wall with that for a number of years before I finally realized I'm dealing with something a little bit different here. And however, I had already started down the course of using pharmaceutical medication, which is what our conventional system does for people that have pain and inflammation. And so for 15 years, I went down that road. And what it turned out to be was, you know, higher and higher dosages of medications, starting with anti-inflammatories, going into what they call disease modifying. Now we're using chemotherapy drugs, as well as the prednisones and the cortisone shots and all that, just to try to manage my pain, which, you know, it kept it at bay, but then, you know, something would happen and a flare would break through. So after 15 years of this, you know, there were a couple of different things that happened at the same time, which were aha moments for me. One was my daughter became more independent. She turned 16. She was able to drive herself to school. And so that gave me a little bit more time to focus on my own self-care. And the other thing that happened was the anti-inflammatory I was taking, which was Celebrex, there was Vioxx, this new category of drugs in the 90s that was so supposed to be the best drugs you can get because it didn't disturb your gastrointestinal. Well, what happened was people started dying from cardiovascular side effects. So when I went into my rheumatologist after this had happened, he said, I'm taking everybody off of this drug. And I said, you know, you really don't really know what's going on with these medications, do you? And to his credit, he just said, you know, we do the best we can, basically. And it was in that moment that I said, you know, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way than this. And so I decided to taper off of all the medications. I did it safely with my doctor, even though he did not bless this decision. This decision came deep inside of me in my intuition. And so now for the last 7 years, being off of all the pharmaceutical medication, now I'm doing the deep healing. I mean, I don't think it's big news to anybody that very often, and certainly in the case of a condition like rheumatoid arthritis, pharmaceutical medications, what it's doing is it's treating the symptoms. It's not treating the underlying issue that's creating the pain to begin with. So the last 7 years has been a journey to finding that place, finding what is it that triggers all of this for me and what naturally can I do to move my energy and to heal myself, essentially. And so that's where in the last 7 years, it's been literally amazing because I use hot water, dance, music, and sex as my therapies now.
Now, that sounds like a much better cocktail than the pharmaceutical cocktail that you were taking before. So you must have had to go through an amazing detox to get off of all that medication. And how did you do that? Because I'm sure there's people right now saying, yeah, I have to pop a pill for this, I have to pop a pill for that. And so many who are just on the fence wanting to be healed. And, you know, I think that's one of the things of how hard was it to get yourself weaned off that medication?
Well, I'm telling you, it takes a deep commitment to healing to do it. Because it's very hard when you begin to feel pain and you know, okay, well, I could take this pill and it'll make me feel better in this moment, but it's not really helping me understand why I have the pain to begin with. So it is some really deep work that you do to find your inner self, that inner healer place. And it, you know, I tell you what, anybody out there that is on the fence, now I do want to make one disclaimer before I make this statement, and the disclaimer is that there is an absolute time and place for pharmaceutical medication. And I don't even have regrets for having gone down the road to begin with because my daughter was 3 years old. I was able to lift her up. I was able to participate in her life. You know, there's an absolute time and place to do it. I do think that we way overuse pharmaceuticals because it's such a quick fix. So what I wanted to say was, if you are on the fence and you are really deeply in your heart, because this is a show about from the heart, in your heart saying, gosh, this just doesn't feel good for me in my life. And I know that it's dulling me. It's just not allowing me to really feel the orgasmic fulfillment in life that is available, I would highly recommend you just begin to have conversations with your doctor about it, because don't do it on your own. If you've chosen to go down the path of pharmaceutical medication and you're working with a doctor, stay with that path until you've completely tapered off and are clean and feel good enough about yourself and about your condition. So yeah.
Well, that is a good breaking point, because we are about ready here for another commercial. And you know what I would love to do? When we come back, I want to talk about actually how an orgasm is healing and why is it so difficult for women to allow and receive and surrender to pleasure. I think that's a great stopping point. Everybody take a deep breath and we'll be right back.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotion as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
And we are back on From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Coach Betty Louise. And if you guys could see me sitting here in my chair, I am swaying back and forth because we are ready just to slide in to this discussion of how an orgasm is healing. So, Coach Betty, I am ready to, I'm all in. I want to hear all about it because I'm ready to heal.
That's
heal me, girl.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Marvin Gaye has been singing out about it for a long time, this whole idea about sexual healing. It's a song that's on the 500, you know, all-time hits, and there's a reason for it. It's because it's really true. I mean, there is the release, just in the simplest of form, and then I'll go into more detail, but just an overall explanation, the release that your body gets when you have a true orgasm. Now, I'm not talking about faking an orgasm here. I'm talking about the real thing. It can be matched by nothing else. There is a release. So when you are in pain, a very natural reaction to being in pain is to tense your muscles around the pain. You know, it's just, it's almost automatic. Your brain wants to do that. And what that leads into in a chronic pain cycle is, you know, okay, now you're tense. Now you're stressed out. You don't know how long the pain's going to last. You don't know how bad it's going to get. Now you're starting to feel angry and fearful, and you get depressed and you get fatigued, and you start to spin in this cycle. So what sex can do is break that cycle at that point of tension, because it can help you relax in a way that really nothing else can. Now, so that's how a simple orgasm can actually help reduce pain. My experience, I'll tell you a little story here because it's really quite dramatic. So after I had tapered off of all of the pharmaceutical medications, my body was in a little bit of shock. You know, it was just like, well, wait a minute. You know, we had this assistance to at least numb some of these feelings before. And now there's a lot of difficulty just in getting around. And again, just to give you sort of a visualization of this, you know, my pain was so bad in my arms, it hurt to take the covers off in the morning. That was painful, just to lift the covers off. Then I stand up on my feet as soon as, you know, my body weight goes on my feet. You know, I'm in excruciating pain and my ankles aren't bending. So I'm like walking like a robot. You know, it's difficult to get off of the toilet because my hips are so flared up. So I can't comb my hair because my elbows are swollen. So, you know, it's some pretty dramatic pain. And when you're in that kind of pain and you don't want to go back down this quick fix route, you want to go down the healing route, you start to open yourself up to lots of different possibilities. And I was remembering old Marvin singing this song for so many years. And I said to myself, this would be a really good time to check that out, to really see whether this would in fact make a difference for me. So I had been married, but at this time I was divorced. I was on my own. I didn't have a partner, but I had had a man that I had been involved with, and we were still very close and very good friends. So I literally invited him over, and you know, needless to say, he was jumping at the opportunity to come and make love to me all night long. And let me underline.
Oh my gosh, how many of you guys got one of those?
Yeah, now we're talking about
May healthy, I have another? Yes.
Healthy, safe, consensual sex. I really like to put all three of those terms on this because it doesn't work. Sexual healing doesn't work if that is not present. So healthy, safe, consensual. So getting back to my personal story, this man and I spent the entire night making love. And I told you the shape I was in before he arrived. After he left, I literally threw the covers off, stood up, was able to easily walk down the hall, walk up and down stairs without pain. Or let me not, that's actually a bit of an exaggeration. So it felt like I had no pain because it was so dramatic, the difference. But the pain scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst pain you could have, I would say I was a 10 when he arrived. I was down to a 4 when he left. So it was profound.
I have a lot of thoughts going through my mind, Betty, right now. Like, what in the world, right? So, you know, Marvin Gaye, like you said, he's on to something, and it's going to be a contagious thing as soon as we're done with the show, if it's not happening already out there. So how can women, and men even, you know, they find it sometimes so difficult just to allow themselves, you know, to really receive. And, you know, sometimes there's, you know, psychological blocks as well. And so I think, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, maybe if they feel like they can't receive it or they can't surrender. I mean, do you have any thoughts behind why it could be so difficult for people to really just allow themselves to surrender?
Yeah, I have lots of thoughts about it. I write about it all the time.
We may have to take a commercial break in between that, but let's see what we can do here in the next
I'll throw out here right now, I do. I have a tremendous number of articles on my website, coachbettylive.com, and I write about this all the time, the awkwardness of pleasure, that we actually resist pleasure. And my focus is towards women. I think women have a much more difficult time with it. And the connection that I have made, both from my own personal experience and the clients that I've worked with, is beauty and sexuality go very close, hand in hand. So my blessing is to actually help women rediscover their inner beauty and inner sexuality so that they fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. Because what I see is one of the reasons that we can't receive and surrender to pleasure is because we don't love ourselves enough to feel like we deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
We are out, and it's evolved over time. There's nobody to blame. It's just about being aware now so we can come back to our true natures, which is being a beautiful sexual woman. And I don't care what your shape and size is. You are a beautiful sexual woman. One of the huge things that gets in our way is the media. The projection of beauty that the media puts out is so unrealistic, literally not even real. You know, digitalized bodies with real models' heads, airbrushed, photoshopped. We've all heard that. We get bombarded with that on a daily basis, and we're comparing ourselves to that. That's why only 3% of the women worldwide, and I'm saying worldwide, can comfortably say they're beautiful. Well, if you don't feel beautiful, it's much more difficult to be naked, relaxing around your sexuality if you can't embrace your entire body. So I see a very, very strong connection there. The other reason why we have such a difficult time receiving is because of what we were talking about at the top of the show, our inability to pause and be sensual. We're women particularly, because we now know, I mean, a lot of this we're just learning because of the new brain work that the female brain is now being studied. We've got that stronger connection between our left and right hemispheres. It's a whole lot harder for us to get out of our heads and into our bodies. And receive what's being, you know, we're thinking about, you know, going shopping, the cleaning we have to do, where are the kids, are they, you know, our brains have a much more difficult time turning off. You know, a male orgasm, it's pretty darn simple. It's like you're up, you're down. A woman's orgasm is much, there are many, many factors that go into it, which is why right now there's a fabulous movie that is being circulated for the last year called Orgasm Inc., about all these pharmaceutical companies that are trying to come up with a drug for female sexual dysfunction. All the women, there are over 60% of women that don't have a satisfying sexual life. And so they're trying to come up with a drug for it, but it won't go through the FDA because the placebo is as effective as the drug itself, which really points to the fact that it's just not the same. It's our bodies work much differently. But you know, what I said at the very top, self-love is just really huge when it comes to being able to receive and surrender to pleasure. We don't feel like we deserve it. And I can tell you in here, I have been studying this and exploring and experimenting with it. And I can still get to a point, especially sexually, is where it really comes up for me, where I'll start to feel so incredibly good. It'll be like, oh my God, can this keep going? And I'll literally bring myself back down into my body and stop the pleasure.
Oh my gosh. So Betty, on that note, we have to break for a commercial break. People grab some ice water, and when we come back, we are going to talk about how to learn to allow yourself to really receive. I can't wait. Stay tuned.
Does he love me? I want to know.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotion as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
All want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat, how many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth Cookson from The Heart Radio, and I'm doing a little bit of that booty shake, a little booty pop going on here as we're coming back. And Betty, this is so awesome. I am in my happy place right now. I can't even tell you how excited I am that we're finally getting into the juice, and we're almost out of time. So I want to make sure that we leave our listeners with some action items of maybe what they can do and how they are going to be able to really release. I think a big thing is, you know, knowing that it's okay and giving yourself permission. I think that's probably like the first place to start, don't you think?
Yeah, well, there's even a step before that, and we alluded to it earlier. It's pausing. It's getting off of the hamster wheel of life, because until we start to take some breaks from these crazy schedules we keep, we aren't going to be able to touch in and tap in and drop in to what's available in our bodies. And so, and then you have to give yourself full permission. You're exactly right to say, I deserve this. This is not only good for me. And this is a real point I want to underline. This is not only good for me, but this is good for my relationships, and it's good for our planet. Women's sexual...
And everybody who's around you, because you're going to be in a happy place.
That's right. Because, and you know, women know how to vibrate energy out in a very beautiful way. I'm not saying men don't too. Men are so charismatic. I love men. I completely appreciate men. And women have a quality about the way they vibrate that this happy place that we're talking about right now, we just are able to influence things. That's why they came up with that little, you know, phrase, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. It's because women have that kind of innate power to really project energy in a way that men don't. And I know that sounds so Northern California. I was just feeling it as I was saying that.
Hey, it's all good. And you know, the whole vibration thing, it's really interesting because, you know, I have heard that from individuals that, you know, they can tell, you know, when you're in a good mood. And, you know, bar none, when I have had just like the most amazing night where I have just gotten lost and become one, you know, with my partner, I think it is just so amazing how that energy, that vibration, people sense it. They're like, wow, you know, did you wake up on the right side of the bed or what? Because, you know, you're kind of floating through the air, and I've released all that stress, all that pressure. And I really find personally that by surrendering and truly becoming very present and just becoming one, that it is really the way that, and not forcing anything, that I have found that freedom, that release, that, you know, that, like you said, that orgasmic feeling of it, the pressure is totally gone. It's just like, I'm just thinking of the flow is kind of what's coming to my mind. And, you know, in, like you say, with pain, it's pretty amazing that you went through all those struggles and all that pain. And what you found was a little bit of Marvin Gaye coming out that really gave you a little bit of sexual healing. And, you know, is there anything, you know, you mentioned a little bit about, you know, having a little bit of release and, you know, so forth. And I was thinking about like a woman's sexuality and how that can be good for the planet. Because I know you just mentioned a little bit, hey, it's good for everybody. But, you know, I know that you actually speak to that a little bit as well. So can you share why you think it's good for the planet?
Well, I would love to share that, because this is actually my big vision. And, you know, I just want to ask your listeners now to, I invite them to completely open themselves up to the possibility of that pleasure, bringing pleasure into your life, is actually going to help to heal our planet. And here's how I see that works. And again, my work is focused on women, but mindful men can also benefit from everything that I'm saying. So when a woman loves herself, when a woman feels like she deserves to have pleasure, you know, she can, exude and vibrate this incredible energy, this incredible uplifting, positive energy that is, of course, essential for us to have healthy relationships. You know, what we know now about our relationships is how positive they need to be, how many positive encounters they need to be. You know, John Gottman, who's studied marriages for the last 30 years, he literally boiled it down to, for every one negative interaction you have in your relationship, you need to have five positive ones for that relationship to be successful. And what's always helpful about the quantitative, you know, the quantified stuff is that it gives you a perspective. But you can see you need a lot of positivity coming in there. So when we feel juicy and yummy and satisfied and fulfilled in our lives, you know, the other thing orgasm is just so wonderful at doing is nourishing and filling up our reservoirs of energy. And so when we can bring that to our relationships, well, our relationships are a whole lot happier. And, you know, the way I see it is when we've got happy people walking around on the planet, our planet is just easily taken care of because we care about our planet. And, you know, I'm not alone in this at all. On my show, John Gray, who, you know, is so well known for his Mars-Venus philosophy, he couldn't wait to come on my show to say, ladies, you've got to take responsibility for your own happiness, because if women on the planet are not happy, Mother Earth is not happy, because Mother Earth is feminine energy. So when you start to think about it in that way, it starts to make sense, doesn't it? If we've got women that are feeling stressed out, dried up, you know, unsatisfied sexually, how is Mother Earth ever going to feel happy? How is Mother Earth going to feel nourished when all the feminine energy on the planet is just depleted?
Well, and how are you going to feel happy, right? It's like, so I think
it's, you know, a vicious, it's really cycle.
It is a vicious cycle. And, you know, one of the things that's really interesting, one of the top books out right now, top seller, 50 Shades of Grey. And I was on an airplane and somebody said, it is the worst book ever. Yet I went and I heard other comments that, no, you have got to read that book. It is fabulous. And so I went ahead and I bought the first couple books and read through that 500 pages in less than about a day and a half, and highlighted things in the book and shared it with my husband. And I'm like, honey, I would love it if you would do this. So I was just out there and open, because it's like, you know what? I know what I like. I know what I want, and I'm asking for it. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, is that sometimes we're very intimidated and afraid. But, you know, I'm in that place that I really am wanting to receive, and I'm sharing what I want, and I'm being very open and upfront about it. And I think, you know, for a lot of our listeners, this is really a really difficult topic, and we're already at a time, and I have so many questions. And, you know, so Coach Betty, would you come back on my show?
I will absolutely come back on your show. I would love
to. Because I'm not done.
Well,
I think there's so much more to talk about, and people are sitting on the edge of their seats going, okay, I want more. I want more. And that's what's coming into the switchboard. They're like, oh, my goodness, I'm ready for some more. And, you know, to raise your vibration, that was part of the show. That's what I aim to, you know, really open our hearts and raise our vibrations. And I think we really accomplished that in the show. What do you think?
I hope so, because it's such a beautiful way to raise it. And I've got, oh my gosh, I could tell you so many stories of how receiving pleasure as a woman is one of the greatest gifts you can give a man. So I'll just stop right there.
So we'll leave it on that note. That was an awesome way to end the show. So I want to thank my special guest today, Coach Betty, and Betty Louise, check her out on, is it CoachBetty.com?
CoachBettyLive.com.
Live.com, so check her out. And thank you guys so much for joining us today from The Heart Radio. And please join me next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Until then, we're sending you blessings and love.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart.
and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotion as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotion as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.